Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Hey, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at YouTube.com/ Steve and Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are, including CastBox. Check out CastBox. Ooh, we're on the road to 1,000. We said we were going to try to get to 1,000 comments.
By Money in the Bank.
On our Going In Raw podcast.
Correct.
By Money in the Bank. That's less than a week away now.
That is.
We're officially...
Where are we at? We're 840. Like, it's entirely possible.
It's possible. Well, this is what you do. Here's what you do. You get on the CastBox app. It's free.
Yeah, it is free.
For iOS and Android devices. And then you subscribe to Going In Raw. And then you leave us a comment, and we might leave you something back. Here's a great from Dennis Roulon. He just did this today, seemingly. He said, a poem for Luchando. Of course, a week ago, Luchando made his Going In Raw debut.
Yeah.
He fly like eagle. He land like heavy rhino. He is not a Hilton.
He's not Hilton.
He's not Hilton.
He's not Hilton.
He's Luchando. Anyways, I'm going to give that a good old thanks, friendo.
Say a poem for friendo.
Thanks friendo. Exactly. There you go. Anyways, so do that. We're at 840 comments right now.
Yeah.
We want to get to 1,000.
By Sunday. So 6 days.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. We're also...
That's about 25 per day.
We're on... I read in the news. I read on internet news that Instagram...
Yeah.
...is looking into doing long form, like letting creators do long form content.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they allow you at some, like, they allow you to do website links from their stuff, from your stories, but you have to have 10,000 followers.
Oh.
We only have 6,000.
That's not enough.
So get on your damn Instagram, people. Find Steve and Larson and do it there. Sub to us or
are we
follow us.
Remember we had the idea of doing a Vine or Instagram sketch comedy show?
Yes. We could totally do that. I'm just going to post up in our little
long,
story.
Long time ago.
In our story thing, I'm going to post up that little gif of you vomiting from We Book Raw this past week on Twitch.
Yeah,
it's going to be going up
this
week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got it out later this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
We have our Money in the Bank coming up. First installment today, starting around 3. Second installment Thursday.
Are we probably allowed also to say where 3. We're going to broadcast it?
I don't know.
Without getting taken down?
I don't know.
It's a site that rhymes with witch.
Yeah, in fact, just add a T in front of that word, and that's it.
.tv/Steven Larson.
Yeah.
Around 3 p.m. Pacific time, so that's in about 3 hours from now.
Correct.
We're going to be doing that.
We already got some super chats here.
Uh-oh.
Gosh. Trey Awesome, I'll just say that. 199. Okay. CM Punk, your friendly neighborhood UFC jobber.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk about him in a second.
Yes, and then Adam Mayhem, $2. He says, I'm here. What's your next two wishes?
Oh, is he like a genie of some sort? Is that what Adam Mayhem is? A genie now?
Maybe.
Anyways, I want to give a quick shout-out before we get started on the CM Punk news. Oh, how are you feeling, by the way?
I'm still tired, man.
Hey, man, huge shout-out. We had, like, at one point, we had 800 people.
Yeah, that was great.
Watching Dominion with us.
I know, that was
New
great.
Japan, listen, I'll say this. When we watched, like, for example, we watched WWE Backlash. We did a live stream for it, right? It was like misery loves company.
Mm.
It was a good time because, number one, we were kind of clowning around a lot. Like, the show wasn't great. It's such a joy, whether it's live tweeting Wrestle Kingdom or watching the Dominion overnight, late at night, with 800 friendos. It was fantastic.
That was a lot of fun.
What is the super chat we got here from Julian?
Julian Rodas.
$4.99.
Yeah. Says Larson's nipples. They're not going to make an appearance today.
No, I don't know what that is, man. Anyways, it was a blast.
It was fun. It's just the downside is at our advanced age, like the whole next day,
our advanced age. I didn't feel great, I'll tell you that much.
I only got to sleep about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Until I went to bed that night.
I came home. I wrapped up the review stuff. I did the thumbnail. And then I went to bed. I slept from about 7 to like 11 or so, 11:30. So I got a good 5 hours of sleep.
No, I got like 2 hours.
Ouch. That sucks. I was surprised. I thought for sure that Alabama was going to be all over me. But Lacey, you know, got her out of there. And then and I just had like a super lazy day. Like I did not a lot. It was nice. But yeah, it was definitely the kind of thing I can't do every week.
No.
But the next one, how about this? Late August, the G1 finals.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to try it for that?
Yeah, maybe.
That could be a lot of fun.
Could be.
Yeah, that'd be good. That could be neat. I also want to give a quick shout out here to a friendo. I'm putting this up on the wall. It's a drawing of Corbin with Odo's outfit and his little. This is the nerdiest thing. Do you know what this is?
Looks like a vase or something.
Do you know what this is? Odo used to. This is his little home. This is where he used to chill.
Oh, that's right.
He used to go in his little gelatinous phase. Constable Baron Corbin there, and it says, "Hey, I used to be Wolf. Now I'm Constable. I could be Wolf again." In any event, this is going up. I asked for this from at 47 Ness. Four. The number is 4, then 7, then NESS. That's the Twitter account for the friendo that did this. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I'm about to tape it up here on the wall when the podcast is done with. Fantastic stuff. And I'm going to send them out some. I got a DM 47S. I forget what I said. Maybe it was just a shout out and they'll be on the big board, but maybe I'll send them a postcard or a sticker or something. I don't know.
That's a good idea.
I got to send something out. Anyways, that's awesome. A bunch of people sent in a bunch of great Photoshops of Baron Corbin as Constable. I forget who it was. Was it the diddly doodler that kept on bugging us about that? They sent, it was like a picture of Corbin's belly on Odo's face.
Oh, yeah.
It was messed up.
Legit Underboss, $2, just followed on Instagram. He's hashtag Team Mayhem.
Oh, no. There's a Team Mayhem now?
Yeah, man.
Oh, no.
I'm on Team Mayhem.
That's right, you are.
I'm the leader of Team Mayhem.
You know, I one of these days, man, one of these days you're going to be forced to make a decision. I'm already concocting the scenario in my head, but it's going to be great.
Unless it's Minoru Suzuki, I don't see any sort of decision I have to make.
Oh, well, look, this is some long-term booking I have in mind. Some long-term booking.
As I said.
Hey, what'd you think of the little thing that I did?
You have to be a little more specific than that.
For the Mayhem versus Joey Ryan thing. I'll show it to them like later. I don't have it loaded up here. Or what's that super chat?
Space Pigs, $4.99. Hey, Steve, I'm trying to get into Star Trek. What would you recommend I watch first? Wrath of Khan.
So that's traditionally a really great answer.
It's a point of entry, and it's a really good movie.
It's a great answer. But if you're looking to hop directly into the Star Trek The Next Generation, which is what me and Big Jeff started with our Four Lights podcast at youtube.com/Friendoville, it's got to be Star Trek Next Generation Season 1, Episode 1.
So at the very beginning of Next Generation.
Very beginning of Next Generation.
Okay. I just said Wrath of Khan because...
Oh, no. It's yeah.
It's 2 hours. It's... Excellent.
Yeah.
You don't really need to know a lot of the backstory.
It's the best of Star Trek. It's the best that Star Trek has to offer.
You don't have to know the backstory of Khan. You don't have to know
it. It's the best that Star Trek has to offer. If you like that, then you'll know there's a lot more in store for you. So that's a good answer.
Adam Mayhem, $2, says he's going to get a massage. Have a great podcast.
Oh, man. You know, one of these days, maybe I'll get on Team Mayhem. He does make me laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't.
You better get in the bandwagon now before it gets full, Steve.
I can't, you know, I got to stay in character, man. I got to keep kayfabe alive.
Kayfabe.
Exactly. No pictures of me and Adam Mayhem on
Instagram,
touristing together.
No, you can't do that.
No, none of that.
Don't break kayfabe, Steve.
Anyways, Brandon Davis here in chat saying, get to the news. Fine, we'll get to the news.
Why do we have to get the news? We can
CM
do
CM Punk
want.
Got Start his ass show. Whooped this weekend, Larson.
Oh, yeah, he did. I even watched the fight. I saw like 3 clips, but... I saw the clip of the decision being read.
Yeah.
And I saw him, and I said, why does his face look different?
Yeah, man.
This is even before I realized he got his face pummeled in by Mike Jackson.
Oh, his face looked like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
He got laid into. I will say this, though. I grant him credit for this.
He showed a lot of gumption.
Well, yeah. I don't care about that.
Oh.
He, well, if by that you mean...
I mean, he ate some punches.
He's got a decent chin.
Yeah, he has a good chin.
I mean, I don't know how hard Michael Jackson hits.
He's a former boxer.
But they look stiff.
Yeah, that one where...
He was working stiff.
Punk's head turned...
Oh, my God. So the dude can eat a punch,
mm-hmm.
and he ate a lot of them.
Yeah, he ate several of them.
Because he got, like, facial reconstructive surgery during the match.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, there was some bizarre Twitter beef happening.
Yeah, this came out of nowhere.
Some really one-sided, weird Twitter high school drama on the part of one Corey Graves.
Yeah, so yeah, he went on a tweet storm, and he threw massive amounts of shade towards Punk right after his loss.
Right around the time CM Punk, so apparently a slew of fighters from that card, that UFC 225 card, got transported to the hospital. It's fairly standard procedure. You know, they want to check you out, make sure you're okay. You take a lot of damage.
Well, I mean, what we heard about Punk, though, was specifically to check his face out.
Oh.
It was a CT scan to make sure his face was fine.
Wow. Like, was Mike Jackson trying to do the thing that we heard about in middle school? Was he like, this is UFC, people's faces get ripped off. Was he trying to take off CM Punk's face? He rearranged it for sure, but
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, so here's some highlights. From
right after the fight.
Yeah, Corey Graves, a Twitter storm. Here we go. First, maybe abandoning everybody who stood by your side even when we weren't supposed to, only to have you turn your back on us, wasn't the right move after all. No anger, only sadness. He continues. He starts responding to people. Aw, seems the fans are disappointed. Maybe you guys should know that dude held my first son before I did because I was on tour and I trusted him. I had dinner with him the week after he quit. He continues. I'm far from distraught. I'm in a good place. I'm just really bummed that I had a true friend turn his back on me for no other reason than the company that employs me. And he says, Hey, CM Punk, hey. Call me tomorrow. I still love you. And then he also he said he would fight Phil Brooks. Graves then spoke to Fightful.com about the whole thing and had the following to say, quote, it kind of shocked me when I texted him about grabbing dinner because we were in Chicago and he told me he no longer had any interest in being friends with me or anybody related to WWE. What really set me off was this week when he essentially disowned the business that made him. My only issue with him was that he turned off people that actually loved and supported him beyond the business. And we never wanted anything to do with us. Oh, sorry. And he never wanted anything to do with us. He continued to present himself as this punk hero. This has nothing to do with court or testimony or any of the above. Nothing that I tweeted was corporate. I'm simply hurt / pissed off that a guy that I looked like as a big brother type has turned his back on me and everyone that loved and supported him only because of the name on my paycheck. I'm definitely not the only one. I won't name names, but there are a large group of us to this day that inexplicably lost a solid friend because of where we work.
Yeah. It just like, but why are you tweeting at him? Number one, why are you subtweeting? Because he never once tagged him, I don't think.
Well, he did that one time. He said, call me.
Oh, yeah, at the very end of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, the dude just got his face literally rearranged.
Yeah.
He's in the hospital to try to arrange it again.
He, in another tweet, he said he tried texting him like a dozen times.
So? He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, seems to be the case.
You and I have been, we've never had a falling out.
No.
But, I mean, maybe that time that you farted next to me when I was on my burger, if Twitter was a thing, I might have subtweeted you then. But I don't know. It's just, dude, we're grown-ups now. Like, subtweeting somebody?
I don't really like taking personal issues I may have with people, which I really don't anyways.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to take that to a public sphere like Twitter.
Right, exactly.
And do that. That's just not how
I Like, if I saw you operate. Get your ass handed to you, I'm not going to get on there and Larson.
You farted next to me while I was making a burger 15 years ago.
Used to be cool.
Still hold a beef.
I'll fight him.
Against
Call
you.
Me tomorrow. I love you. I'll fight you.
I love you, but I want to fight you.
Jay Hunter from the fantastic OSW review screenshotted all these tweets and then followed it with a picture from that stand video.
Yeah.
And he said, dear Punk, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. Because I don't think there was any response. And God love him, CM Punk's
His response about the fight or the whole week.
It was
week,
very
actually.
Positive. It was very uplifting.
Yeah, he has a
you
gift
win
from,
some. Here it is. From Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, the gift from Shawshank Redemption.
The most uplifting moment. Not a bad moment from that movie, but like when what's-his-face crawled through the tunnel
of
poo-poo.
Tim Robbins got out of prison finally.
And then there's the crane shot of him
like
happy.
Like getting rained on, this lightning and all that stuff.
Cleansing.
He's free.
He says, you win some, you lose some. I'm 1-1 this week, and I'll take it. Thanks to my team, my family, my friendos, and the fans. Wouldn't be here without any of you. Respect to, Mike Jackson, thanks for the fight. You only live once, and I'm alive.
Did you see after the fight, after the final bell or the timer went off, like Mike Jackson goes to Punk. It looks like he mouths to him, or says to him, I can only tell because, it looks like I don't hear what he's saying. I'm just mm-hmm. trying to interpret what he said based on how his, you know, mouth was moving. Mm-hmm. Something like, are you okay? Mm. And grab him around the neck and, like, you know, head to head. Almost mm-hmm. like to say, I've never been better.
Yeah.
That was like the impression I got.
Yeah,
what
sure.
Park was saying.
Yeah.
Even though his face was all.
Well, I mean, I'm happy he had a good time. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that, there's got to be some, I don't know. Look, if the dude can take a shot like that, I mean, you know, there is something about the, I don't know. It's probably a very cathartic thing, fighting. Not really for me.
No.
You know, I prefer a good crap.
I mean, I'm not a handsome man, but I kind of like my face where it's at.
Yeah, I don't want to get any uglier. If I get any uglier, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I know. All of me that happens, you do facial reconstruction and you can make yourself more handsome.
Well, wasn't that the original plot to Knight Rider? Wasn't yeah. Michael Knight? Didn't he, like, he was a regular looking schmo and then he turned into freaking David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
I mean, that might be cool. I go to the UFC or Gladiators Challenge or whatever.
Yeah.
And then get wrecked, and then I come out looking like the Hoff.
One fight against Ken Shamrock, he wrecks your face.
That'd be great, man. I'd look. Can you imagine that? The Hoff and you doing this podcast? That'd be great.
Oh, well, yeah.
Anyway, let's finish
the story first, and we'll do a super chat.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Punk in the UFC.
Seems like that's it. Done. Yeah. I don't know if Dana White said that last time, too.
Yeah. So he said, the guy's 39 years old. We gave him two shots, and he had a lot of heart tonight, and I think he should call it a wrap.
And then Mike Jackson had some pretty solid things to say about Punk, saying, quote, I knew going into the fight that Phil was going to be a tough cat. This is an interview with Bloody Elbow. I never slept on his ability. I knew skills-wise I was far superior, and I showed that. But the dude has a hell of a chin. He took some shots cleanly. And then Dana White said that Mike Jackson's career in the UFC is done, too.
Yeah, he ran him down. He said, you know, he should have finished him. Mike Jackson, in this interview here, he actually goes in a lot more detail about the fight. He said, my plan A was to try to knock him out in the first round. He said, but as you can see, I tagged him a bunch of times and he didn't go down. Mm-hmm. So after that, I was going to try to get, like, stop it. I was going to try to, like, you know, submit him, I guess.
Yeah. I think at the end he said he didn't want to go for the knockout and then expose himself to get rocked and potentially lose.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was up on all judges' cards, so he just changed strategy, I guess. Mean,
this isn't the first time. Well, pick a time. What the hell? Go away. Stop it. Dana White said a lot of things in his day that are kind of classless, and that's one of them. Let's be honest here. You bring in a bottom of the barrel fighter to take on a bottom of the barrel fighter. He's not going to be anywhere close to being as polished as any of the UFC fighters. He might not know how to stop a fight, or he might not know how to finish a fight. Mm. He might not know how to do that. So, I mean, I'm sure. Just like in basketball, people often say in, like, you know, the NBA, that's a young team who hasn't learned how to win.
How to finish a game.
How to finish a game.
Yeah.
You get a lead, you don't know how to hold on to it. There's a skill to that. That has to be taught. That's been learned, experience, et cetera, et cetera. This guy came into this fight 0-1. He lost to the guy
who beat CM Punk.
Who beat CM Punk handedly the first time.
Mickey Gall quicker than Punk did.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're not bringing in somebody who is going to be as, you know, what do you expect? And you're running him down?
I know.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
God. Anyways. I don't know. I can't stand that kind of stuff. Like, you run the guy down like that. But anyways, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what Punk's next
step is. Whether
what his next endeavor
even
is.
Bothers doing the MMA anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, whether he thinks it's a decent enough trade-off to accept less money. Because I'm sure he got paid handsomely for mm-hmm. this fight. To put his body or at least his face at such risk.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's one thing to love to do something,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you got to make a deal with yourself. I don't know what his financial situation is like, whether he has, you know, whether he has to, you know, work a day again in his life.
Yeah.
But, you know, nonetheless, you're putting your body in harm's way. Do you really want to do that for the sake of a hobby? You know, which is essentially what it would be.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Without receiving much compensation in return. If that's the case, then you can just train, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have professional fights.
He always looked very happy when he was training.
Yeah.
So I'm sure maybe he'll do that. I don't know. I mean, if he really enjoys the world of fight, I'm sure there is something that he can do in the world of fight.
He'd probably be really good at commentating.
Yeah, I know. He probably would be, you know. So there's that. I don't know. There's any number of things. When he was in the courtroom, he still mentioned that he was a comic book writer.
Yeah.
So maybe he can keep on doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I think, look, man, I don't know the dude personally, obviously, but, you know, he did the Marvel stuff. It'd be kind of cool to see what ideas he has, like what fresh new ideas he has. Go over to Image Comics.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll, or Dark Horse.
Yeah.
They'll take him.
Yeah.
They'll say, hey, yeah, we'll hook you up with an artist.
Yeah, good idea. All right. Super chat time. Austin Luff, 279 Canadian. Where does Jericho rank in the top five of all time?
Oh, man, he's in my top five now.
He might be in mine, too.
Dude, come on.
He might be the most versatile performer we've seen.
And he's 47.
He can do it all.
He's 47, man.
He always seems to find new wrinkles in his character.
Yeah, man.
The way he can reinvent himself is really impressive. Jeffrey Nguyen, 499. Massage. Adam Mayhem is letting success get to his head.
yeah, man.
I mean, if he wants to be a champion, he's got to start treating himself like a champion.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Joe Cronin Show, $5.
Joe Cronin!
Ellsworth is too busy beating up your friend Grimm.
Whoa! Man. Ellsworth versus Grimm, that's a thing, isn't it? Like, that's happening. Or did it happen already?
I don't know if it already happened.
I don't know if it happened already. But, hey, man, we're gonna talk about Ellsworth in a bit.
Yes.
Shout out to Joe Cronin, though.
Nick Guana, $3.33. Is Jericho the best Intercontinental Champion of all time?
Man.
It's close. Him and the Miz are, like, neck and neck.
So here's my thing about Jericho as IC champ. Because he had such a prolific. Thank you, man. Prolific.
It's Monday, man.
Prolific career. I kind of see him as like above that conversation. I mean, I guess he was what, like a 9-time
Yeah.
So I don't remember. I mean, I was watching all throughout his run. I just remember that. I just don't remember the specific beats. The fact that he was the first undisputed WWE champion, world champion. He's done so many other things. Mm-hmm. I sort of take him out of that conversation just because he's above it, kind of, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, once you consider somebody the greatest of all time, you take him out of the picture of greatest mid-card champion. You know what I mean? That, I don't know. That's sort of my thing about
it. All right. Trey Saunders, $2, just go home from the gym. Chest day was real.
I'll put it this way. I'll put it on
chest day for me,
Let
too.
Me go back to that. I'll what? Put it this way.
What?
Jericho's best work, his best work in the WWE, was, in my opinion, the stuff with Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
His best stuff of all time. I'm a huge fan of his WCW stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
his last run, his last long run in WWE was really good, too.
Miz's best work is redefining the IC title. So you know what I mean? So, like, when I take a look at what's the best IC champion, it's who's doing their best work as IC champion.
Right.
Maybe that's one tactic.
All right.
Maybe that's one tactic.
All right.
Anyways, Trey Son. Oh, yeah, he's already said that one. Slugmeister. Oh, lost it. Lost it. Here it is. It was me, Punk. It was me all along. Corey Graves. So he's saying Corey Graves is the hidden, the higher power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, though.
Yeah, in the context of that, I don't get it.
I don't know. Ask Slugmeister, man. Jushin Thunder Luger, $5. Balor is insanely over with the LGBT community. Do you think Vince would have Roman be part of the LGBT community? I think, I don't know, man. I think Vince ain't going to change Roman for anything. So, no. I think he's going to keep on having Roman dig himself further and deeper into this Roman hole he's been digging himself into.
Yeah.
Uniblast for $5. Who do you think in the WWE could make it in the UFC, excluding people who have already been in the MMA world?
I mean, Jack Gallagher. Oh, he's already been in the MMA world. That's tough.
It's real tough. I don't know, man. I mean, it's a different world. It's like real fighting.
I mean, like Chad Gable, because he has an amateur wrestling background, maybe.
Yeah, Jason Jordan.
Jason Jordan.
Same with him.
Yeah. It'd have to be someone who already has an extensive background in some sort of fight sport.
Yeah.
That's not MMA. So, like, you know, college wrestling, kickboxing,
yeah,
any other sort of martial art practitioner that
Aleister Black,
level.
Aleister Black
the
trains.
He's a trained kickboxer,
in
kickboxing. For like Kota Ibushi, he was an amateur kickboxer.
Yeah.
But still, that's doing that is still a long ways away for being competing in MMA at a high level.
Uh-huh, yeah. Adam Cole, Bebe. Probably not. TJ Fuse, $2, says, we need a Stephen Larson comedy movie ASAP.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Stephen Larson, the movie, the video game, the movie.
Yeah.
Are we going to watch any of the E3 stuff today?
No.
No, really? I can't sit here and watch some E3 press conferences?
You can if you'd like, but yeah. I don't really care.
We have too much to do. Tom Fox, $2. Do you think All In 2 will definitely be at Madison Square Garden? I don't think it's going to be at Madison. Apparently, it costs an arm and a leg. They would have to jack ticket prices up hugely in order to run it there and make a profit.
Yeah.
So
I'd be surprised. I would suspect one of the other places they considered for the first one. San Francisco, maybe Ontario.
Well, hold on. Isn't there
Los Angeles?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was in New York. There like an offshoot theater connected to Madison Square Garden that they could run it in?
I don't think it's 10,000 seats.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't even be close.
No, there's a theater at Madison Square Garden.
Like, what's the Hammerstein in? Like, what, 1,500 or something?
Yeah, it's
like
not
that?
Close.
It's really tiny. Yeah, I don't know. Super.
You'd
expensive.
Start looking at like Nassau Coliseum out in Long Island or Barclay in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think there's any other. Or they want to go if they want to go to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
The old basketball arena there, if it's still there, I think it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris John, 29D, $2. Love watching you guys instead of E3. Thanks, Brendo.
There you go.
Christian's not. He's not going to be our E3 insider, I guess.
No.
Trey, awesome. Book a sitcom of Taker and Slow Wolf Corbin. What would it be called? Before we move on to this Ronda Rousey contract update situation.
How about something like Perfect Strangers?
Oh, that'd be good. What country would Corbin be coming from? Because he's the confused cousin.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, I mean, I don't think he has to be from another country.
He's Balky. Yeah. Balky Corbin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Cousin Larry. I'm not from here, and you're not me.
We're family, but you're not me.
Anyways, let's talk about Ronda Rousey. Ric Flair was recently interviewed by Chris Van Vliet, and the Nature Boy seemingly revealed that Ronda Rousey isn't sticking around WWE for very long. Apparently said, "Woo! I think Ronda is only signed a one-year deal, and she wants to get out of there. Yeah, fire her. She can't be fired. She wants to have kids and all that." Apparently, that's breaking news from Ric Flair.
I guess so. But let's assume for him that what he said was correct.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense if they're going to fast track a title reign for him then.
What happened I thought kayfabe was 3 years. Kayfabe was 3 years.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, the whole contract signing thing. Kurt Angle, when he was talking about it. I'm almost positive he said, we have her for 3 years.
Oh, I don't remember
something
that.
Like that. That's what, God, I could be making that up. I don't know. But I thought that's what he said. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Ric Flair, the insider. I hear his daughter is in the WWE in some capacity.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
What kind of, like, does she have to, like, does she facepalm over this? Like, maybe he was talking to her and she's like, oh, yeah, no, she's here for like a year, but she has like an option or something. And then he goes and like,
does this. And she's like, oh, Dad.
She's like, God damn it. I can't tell you anything. I literally can't talk about my job with you.
I know.
Because you just go out and woo.
Yeah. Spill all the details. Another Ronda Rousey.
We need to
news.
Hire Ric Flair. He's like WWE insider.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Another Ronda Rousey news, according to Cage Side Seats. Ronda could be in the main event at Money in the Bank.
Wow.
Along with Nia Jax for the Raw Women's title.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Which means we could have a cash in. I hope it's WWE title and that.
Mm-hmm.
And have all the Money in the Bank matches before it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the cash in play for both matches. I think that's smart booking.
What are your, like, personally, what are your odds? Jinder Roman main events, Rousey, Nia Jax main events.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Well, considering we're getting Roman Jinder tonight on Raw.
Right?
I don't think that's main eventing any show.
We'll talk about that on
Except
Raw.
Except maybe
preview.
Raw. Yeah. It's not main eventing Money in the Bank.
I don't think it's going to main event Money in the Bank.
No, it's not.
I really hope it doesn't.
I mean, I could think of four other matches that should main event it over that.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of other. Yeah, it should open the show. It should even be before the Money in the Bank.
It
matches.
Should be in the pre-show.
It should really be in the pre-show. It
should be in the pre-show.
Yeah, not because of gender. He should be a main eventer.
Yeah, he should.
He's being.
He
brought
should be
down.
In the Money in the Bank ladder match. He should win it. He should cash in
on all the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, one more news story, then we'll do some more super chats. Speaking of contracts, Hulk Hogan. Might be, again, I don't think he'd be saying this if it was true, but I don't know.
Wait, you don't think he'd be saying if it was true or if it wasn't true?
Isn't there like a thing where like WWE does not want people talking about contract status?
Oh, yeah. Or returns or anything.
Or returns or coming into the company.
And he's the only one really talking about it in terms of like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think he's going out there publicly saying, oh, we're this close, brother.
Right.
Thinking it'll force WWE's hand to make it happen.
I think you're right about that. Because he said during the same interview, apparently. Wait, during what same interview?
The one that Ric Flair did.
They were just hanging out together?
Yeah, it was both of them. They were both being interviewed.
Under what context? Like why? That sounds cool. Some sort of Hogan
Ric
Flair thing?
It was some event or something that this Chris guy was at and interviewed both of them.
Man, can we hire Chris Van Vliet? He seems to have connects, dude.
Yeah, because he mentioned, I watched a bit of this interview.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that this isn't the first time he's interviewed Ric Flair.
Does he seem like a good guy?
I mean,
does he like going in Raw?
I don't know.
The podcast.
I don't know. I just kind of skipped through it a little bit, man.
During the interview, Hogan was asked about a WWE return. His response was, you do, Hogan.
Oh. Okay.
I'm the man. Things are moving in that direction quite quickly. It's all about execution and timing in the right place in the right time. But things are good, brother.
You have a little hair in his throat there?
Yeah.
I'm the man. Anyways. I don't know what all that means.
I think he thinks that he can force WWE's hand to bring him back if he just keeps mentioning it all the time.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
I have a hard time believing that that's going to work.
Oh, man. Speaking of returns that I am totally down to see.
Oh, heck yes.
I would love to see this. Freaking James Ellsworth from PW Insider. James Ellsworth looks to be returning to WWE soon. There have been several recent creative pitches for Ellsworth to pop up in some capacity, and PWInsider.com has confirmed he is slated to be at Money in the Bank in Chicago.
Yeah, PW Insider continues, quote, given that this weekend is Money in the Bank, the most natural possibilities are Ellsworth getting involved in Carmella versus Asuka, or even potentially the women's Money in the Bank ladder match itself.
That would be a terrible idea. Really bad idea.
Yeah, probably.
Unless they're looking
to kind of undo what they did last year.
Which you can't really do.
No, not really.
Because for one thing, they tried in that, what was it, a 24? With a women's revolution?
Oh, yeah,
one?
Yeah.
They tried to like completely ignore the fact that they booked him to win that thing.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to do that.
Yeah.
And they've made references. Like they've had Charlotte make a reference to it once or twice in the lead up. In any event, I think he was a fantastic character. I really enjoyed his work as Carmella's valet.
Oh, heck yes.
It got weird sometimes. Creative wasn't always on point with it, but I thought
they had really good chemistry.
Their chemistry was very good. So I think that could be good. I think that him getting involved with the Asuka thing could be good as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm all in favor
of
that.
Well, yeah, he and Carmella's relationship didn't end on the best of terms.
Right.
So he could try to help her out and fail miserably or cost her the match.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do some super chats. Bodega Jameson, $4.99. You guys got to do a live stream reaction of Semi-Pro since Steve is always referencing the movie.
Would you guys be interested in us live streaming us watching movies? I'd be down for that.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
You want a Semi-Pro?
I've never seen it.
Here's the thing about it. I wonder if Netflix has the unrated version. I don't think they do.
Mm.
But the unrated version is better just because it has more F-words in it.
Yeah.
You know,
do you have it on DVD or Blu-ray?
Maybe, but if the point is for everybody to watch, like we'd have to get on your Netflix.
Yeah.
Put in Semi-Pro.
Oh, you know what
I watched this weekend?
What?
Thor Ragnarok.
I hadn't seen
that yet. Maybe my favorite Marvel movie.
I heard it was a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. It's hilarious. And it's got a lot of weird, what's the director's name? Taika Waititi? He's the dude who directed, he's either New Zealander or Australian. I think New Zealander. Who directed that vampire comedy movie, Under Shadows, or What We Do in Under Shadows, or something like that. With Jermaine. It's got a level of Flight of the Conchords-esque humor.
Gotcha.
I don't think he was involved with the Conchords, but I mean, he might have been. I don't know. They're all tight-knit, I think. It's absolutely hilarious. And there's so many great sort of nods to Jack Kirby.
Oh.
So much of the production design is Jack Kirby-esque.
Cool.
It's really cool.
That's neat.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff.
Matt
Leha.
Leha, $2. Thank you. Brian Jankowski, $9.99. If I look back at the great baby faces, they were all great on the mic. With that being said, can you see Samoa Joe being a top baby face? My prediction is he'll win the briefcase and cash in that night. I don't know. He's such a good, great heel. It'd be a shame to have him turn.
I feel like his talents would be wasted as a babyface.
I know, especially in WWE. I feel like he could add more dimension to other promotions.
I think the furthest you'd want to go is like a tweener.
Yeah.
Like a guy who just does, like a Stone Cold guy.
Yeah, an anti-authority type guy.
He just does his, he does what he wants. He does his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
People love him for that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
He shouldn't be pandering to the crowd at all.
Right, yeah. No, none of that.
No.
Absolutely none of that. Moving on, Joe Juarez. How creative will the crowd get at Money in the Bank? It's in Chicago. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, we're probably going to hear
There'll be a hot crowd for sure.
We're going to hear some CM Punk chants.
Possibly.
If any of the McMahons come out, we're definitely going to hear that.
Or if Hunter comes out.
Yeah. Trey Saunders, $5 super chat. As a black man myself, keep Hogan away from WWE. He provides nothing anymore. He is a legend, but he's also poison. Move on, brother. Lol. I can't fault that, man.
Nope.
You know?
He would bring anything to the product.
It's just a little bit of awkwardness.
Yes.
All it would be.
Yes.
That's all it would be.
Oh, yes.
Asta, I feel like his time appropriately should have come to an end at that segment at 30.
Yeah.
With Stone Cold and The Rock. I thought that was an entertaining segment.
That was.
And that's good.
Yeah.
You can go now.
Yeah.
You can go now.
Yeah.
Austin Loof, $2.79 Canadian. My mom knows Chris Van Vliet. Is that it? Veal. I thought it was Veelt.
It might be.
Anyways.
Well, anyways,
Chris
says,
Van, the man Chris Van, he said he's a swell guy.
Oh.
Maybe we should hire him. Insider.
Yeah. All right. Gilberto Ariano, 199. We need Okada to defeat Thanos.
Okada ain't beating anybody these days, man. You see that? He lost against Kenny Omega in 64 minutes and 50 seconds. That reminds me, Larson, we have a dilemma on our hands. We ended up tying in predictions because I called... Within 10 seconds.
No one gets a Frito burrito then.
It's nobody or
yeah,
is it everybody?
It's a tie.
It's nobody?
Well, that does mean I would buy you 5 days worth of Frito burritos and you would buy me. So it's a wash. No one wins.
Right. Well, just that'll be the agreement.
I'm not going to shake your hand.
Really?
No, it's gross.
Spit in your hand and shake it. That's how they do it in Deadwood.
It's gross.
What a bummer.
So let's talk about a wrestling show we're not going to go to, Steve. The G1 special in San Francisco. But given that these matches have been announced... Kind of, part of me wishes we could find a way to manipulate space and time so we can do the Mayhem H title match July 7th and also do this. Because this sounds like it could be a really fun show.
Look, can I be honest with you?
Huh.
None of this really excites me.
Really?
Yeah. It really doesn't. All right. I'm not look, if we didn't have Adam Mayhem
versus
Joey Ryan for the Hates Championship.
That's the most important thing.
At the Colonial Theater.
It's the most important thing.
July 7th.
7:30 p.m.
That's about to be our pinned tweet. We're about to start promoting the crap out of that.
Yes.
Look, if you're in the Northern California area.
Go to this. It's a match not to be missed.
New Japan will come around many, many times. They were just in Long Beach.
Yeah.
There's a million places you can see New Japan, but there's only one time.
One time only.
You'll be able to look, man. This Hates Championship match is the beginning of something very big. Wouldn't you want to be there at the beginning? I'm talking to our potential goddamn. You do that to me sometimes. Sometimes you look at me when you're addressing people over there. And so I'm just doing the same thing you do.
Well, don't do it anymore. It's confusing.
I know. It's confusing to me when you do it to me.
Right. Talk to Cameron, not to me.
Don't you want to be there?
You almost did again.
I know. Don't you want to be there for the very, very first, the inaugural,
yes.
Going in Raw Invitational, the Hates Championship.
Yes, and I'm going to be there because I'm very excited about it. I take precedent above all else.
Yeah.
Still, a part of me wishes I can go to both things. Because this card, the first four matches announced are pretty solid. First, you got Kenny Omega in his first IWGP heavyweight title defense against Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, but he's not going to win.
No, but this will probably wrap up their feud.
Cody's not going to win, yeah.
No, this will wrap up their feud, and hopefully it'll be a really good match.
See that Golden Elite shirt is the fastest selling shirt in the first 24 hours in Pro Wrestling Tees history.
It's a good looking shirt.
Yeah, it is.
We have a rematch, Young Bucks versus Evil and Sonata for the IWGP tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
Again, their first match was great. This will be great as well.
Yep.
You got Okada and Ospreay teaming up against Naito and Bushi.
True.
That'll be good.
Yes.
And then you got Jay White versus Juice Robinson
versus
for the U.S. title. That should be a solid match, too.
That'll be good. The wife got me a Switchblade shirt for anniversary.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then she also got me like a Nike shirt that has sort of like a 90s-esque design
on
it.
That's neat.
Something you'd see maybe Michael Jordan wearing.
Yeah.
Now Steve Fear is going to be wearing it.
So I'm just saying, like, this card, the first four matches announced for this card, you know, granted the Golden Lovers versus Young Bucks was outstanding.
Yeah.
But just based on what's on the line at the show.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel like, I mean, they probably had to, I don't know if they were influenced at all by the ticket sales or you know, how slow they've been.
I kind of feel if they were influenced by the ticket sales, we would have gotten some different matches. Like, Jericho's not on this thing.
Well, he's not announced yet.
You don't think he would have been in the first? Maybe they're, yeah, I mean, obviously
they're announcing this, seeing how, maybe they're announcing these, seeing how it influences ticket sales, and then.
Because like, if you look at who's in this group here, Naito, Okada, Omega. I mean, even Ospreay, who, by the way, is apparently is taking some time off.
Mm-hmm. Or at least a reduced schedule.
Right. And, yeah. and Naito. Like, the big names are in here.
Well, I mean, they were kind of teasing maybe Jericho Evil.
Oh, and then, yeah, Evil's already in a match here. So, I don't know. It doesn't look like.
He is. Okay.
I would think.
Yeah, no Jericho then.
I would think no Jericho. I mean, even like Rey Mysterio, I think.
Yeah, I know.
They would announce that. There's no Tanahashi here.
Yeah.
No Suzuki.
No Takahashi.
Yeah, no Taking Time Bomb, huh? And then on top of that, like, I don't know. If they really wanted to sell this thing out, put Okada in a singles match. Put Naito in a singles match, you know? This is a tag match right here. So I don't know. I mean, look, I would go. I would totally go. If we didn't have a prior thing to do
that we're really excited about.
Yeah, if we didn't have that, dude, I would, of course. It's an hour and a half away. San Francisco is amazing. We take the wives. It'd be great. That being said, I'm not hurting too bad off this card.
Oh, I'm not either.
But New Japan, it's always a great celebration of wrestling.
And the matches are generally pretty good. So.
Oh, the matches are always fantastic. It'll still be a blast. Yeah. What's going to be the sleeper? Out of these, what's going to be the sleeper match? It's got to be Jay White, Juice Robinson.
Yeah.
That should be a good match.
Yeah.
As much as I like to make fun of Juice Robinson, he's a decent wrestler.
And Jay White, as we saw in his match against Hangman Page.
Oh, yeah.
That match was brutal at points.
Yeah.
Just dropping each other on their heads. You want to talk Raw? Let's talk Raw.
We got a Raw preview directly from
WWE.com.
Verbatim, Strowman, yes. Balor, Rude.
Bob Rude.
And Kevin Owens all collide 1 week after Braun Strowman defeated Bobby Roode and Finn Balor hit Kevin Owens with a breathtaking coup de grace off a ladder. All four superstars will meet in a fatal four-way match to seize momentum before the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. I wonder, that's maybe Corey Graves, when he comes out at Money in the Bank.
Oh, that'll be interesting. They're not going to show that on camera, though.
No, they're not. But hopefully if a couple friendos will be there and they'll get it on camera phone.
Yeah.
We'll run it here.
Yeah. Next, will Natalya and Alexa Bliss be able to compete in a fatal four-way match? Few details have been released regarding the condition of either the Queen of Hearts or Little Miss Bliss, but both superstars are nevertheless set to battle Sasha Banks and Ember Moon in a fatal four-way match on Raw. Who will prevail before all four women face Team Blue's Naomi, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Lana in the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match?
So we're getting a couple of fatal four-ways, men's, women's,
Money
in the Bank competitors.
Yep.
Right on.
Next.
Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax meet face-to-face again before their title clash. They've been meeting a lot face-to-face lately.
Yeah.
1 week after the irresistible force defeated the injured Natalya, Rousey's longtime friend and training partner, Jax is set to meet the baddest woman on the planet face-to-face on Raw. Will a brawl ensue as Rousey prepares for her first title opportunity in WWE? They should have rephrased that. A brawl will ensue as Rousey prepares for her.
Roman Reigns accepts Jinder Mahal's challenge for a match this Monday on Raw. Friday on the WWE.com exclusive, Mahal challenged Reigns to a match for Monday Night Raw, and the former WWE champion accepted 1 day later. With animosity between the two superstars at an all-time high, will there be anything left of either competitor by the June 17th pay-per-view?
Hopefully not. They won't make it.
Yeah, that's my hope, too.
That'd be great if they just don't do that.
I mean, there's already like a full card, so just have them have this match tonight. And then be done with it.
How will Raw's new Constable settle into his new role? Raw Commissioner Stephanie McMahon is named Baron Corbin, the new Constable of Raw, with the intent of keeping Kurt Angle in line. He has already been enjoying his new position, which has thus far included, berating referees and spoiling Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Ember Moon's victory party. And something tells me he's just getting started. How will the lone wolf assert himself next? What am I going to do? Hey. I'm going to go to catering and push somebody.
Why didn't he put himself in the Money in the Bank match?
I know, right? I'm here now, Kurt. Put me in, match now. So.
That's your Raw preview for the night.
That's Raw preview for
the
night.
Let's open the floor up to questions.
I got a bunch over here on the Twitter.
Cool.
By the way, the questions that we take for our Raw, SmackDown, and NXT 205 Live recaps are all done through our Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson at $1. $1 a month. It helps support the show. I mean, the backbone of the Patreon is the $1.
Yes.
So $1 gets you access to that questions thread, and every week we say, hey, hashtag it first to make sure that you get. So you will get a question read if you post up in that question thread. And so it'll guarantee you get a question read here on Going Wrong. But right now I'm just going to go to the
Twitter.
The Twitter. Yeah.
I'll monitor chat here,
I am
Steve.
Not even on the right Twitter account.
Oh, dear.
Yep. Don't know what I'm doing. Here we go. Okay. Ooh, man, we got a lot. Here we go. Engine Spur says, Power Rank, the new Clockwork Orange, Haas Jericho. With all the, look, man, if I had Jericho body at 47, I'd be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
With all the other incarnations of Y2J, where does current Jericho stand? This Jericho we've seen, a brawler, seemingly taking much delight in ultra violence on the outside of the ring.
Yes. Top four.
Yeah, man. He's up there.
Yeah.
To me, it might always be WCW Jericho.
Yeah,
number one. Slow-talking Chris Jericho fighting Shawn Michaels, punching his wife. Two.
Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. Three.
Three.
And then this.
And then a Clockwork Orange Jericho.
Although, as this run continues, it's entirely possible it moves up. Jordan Davis, guys, who had the better title reign based on only the matches they put on? Seth as world champion in 2015 or AJ Styles as world champ in 2016? So this is AJ's first title run.
What's the question? I'm sorry.
title run, Seth title reign in 2015 or AJ's title reign in 2016?
I would say Seth because he defended that thing a lot.
Yeah.
Or at least he was main eventing. Didn't he main event like a huge number of
pay-per-views in a row or something like that. Yeah.
He was putting on some really fantastic matches. Not that AJ wasn't. I feel like maybe Seth had like just a wider variety of competitors to choose from.
Nick G, thoughts on Adam Cole, Bebe versus Walter for the NXT North American title Evolve. That's great.
I don't envy his chest.
No.
Adam Cole.
It's going to look like hamburger by the time the match is done.
Failsafe. Who would win in a shoot fight? Graves or Phil Brooks? I don't know how well Graves can fight. I don't know what kind of fighter he is.
But I know that Phil Brooks has been training the last 4 years to fight.
I would give him the edge.
Yeah, me too.
I would give him the edge. We know he can take a punch.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, wow. Ooh, Neo Chaos Wrestling asks, if Cena and Orton retired at the same time, same year, within a month of each other,
okay,
who would go into the Hall of Fame first?
Cena.
Because they're both headliners.
Oh, yeah, Cena.
It would be Cena?
Yeah. If it was definitive, done, retired, then yeah, it has to be
Vince
Cena.
Would have to make that
Cena
choice.
Would, I mean, like, he would get in the next Hall of Fame, the very next Hall of Fame ceremony.
Okay, let me ask you this.
What?
Would Orton also get in that next one, or would they wait a year to make him a headliner the next one?
I think they'd wait to make him a headliner.
I think he'd probably be okay with that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think about this? This is from youtube.com/TheWrestleDude. His question is, since IHOP is now the International House of Burgers, we'll get to that in a moment.
Aren't there enough burger places in the world?
Is this a joke? Is this a swerve?
It's like a long-term rib.
I think it's a rib.
Ooh, what is the International House of Ribs?
IHOR.
Anyways, continue.
IHOR. Yeah. Oh, that's nasty.
You want that as your name.
That's a nasty. You want to go to IHOR?
Continue.
What letter would you replace the E in WWE with? And no, it can't be back to an F. World Wrestling Burgers.
World Wrestling... Wrestling.
World WWP.
WWW.
Yeah, there you go. WW Pancakes. World Wrestling Pancakes.
Why did they change that? What is with that?
Burgers now? He said, they said, we're still going to have pancakes, but now we're going to do burgers. What?
They did burgers before.
They must have been in bad shape. Like, you have to be in really bad shape. Really bad shape. Like, almost on the verge. This is a Hail Mary. If this is for real, this is a Hail Mary. They're looking at Buffalo Wild Wings and thinking they can compete with them. Granted, I know that's Wild Wings, but still, you know, getting into the dinner, like maybe are they going to do like sport, like a sports bar type thing?
Well, here's the thing is that you don't need, there's a very specific time you eat dinner. It's dinner time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a very specific time you eat lunch. It's lunchtime. You can have breakfast whenever.
Yeah, I know.
You can have breakfast for any meal.
And here's the thing, like they're going to lose the, I don't know how late they're open till though. Are they open
now?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Because like, I don't know if it's, I mean, it's.
If do you think they're going to do the late night burger thing and then try to compete with the Denny's and such.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a bad move.
It's a bad move. It's not a good move. But then again,
I don't think the branding, the name of the place is necessarily the problem.
If they were 6 months away from being bankrupt,
yeah,
then I could see, okay, this is a Hail Mary. They're trying something. I don't know what else they're going to do though.
Yeah, just changing the name. I don't think it's going to cut it.
It's friggin' IHOP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan.
The B should stand for the grade they get from the food commission. let's see here. Peyton Bowes. Who is the next person in the Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, AJ Styles lineage of consistently putting on the best matches of any given card? He says, should be anybody of any company or brand as long as they are under 30.
Oh, under
how
30.
Old is Seth? He's like 32?
Yeah.
Something like that. Is he 30 yet?
No, I think Seth is only 29.
Really?
I think.
Well, then the answer is
Seth Rollins. Yeah.
It's Kobe Lopez.
Colby.
Colby. Do you pronounce the L?
Yeah.
Oh, he's 32.
Oh, he's 32.
He's perpetually 29 in my book. Look at that great Wikipedia picture.
Oh, I know.
Looks like he's looking for his car.
Aleister Black, I think, is already over 30.
Probably. Everybody they're bringing into NXT is like,
oh, Ricochet almost, is only 29.
Almost 40.
I think Ricochet is 29.
That's the man.
Ricochet.
There you go. There's the answer.
Orion, Xavier, 916, Steven Larson, when do you think Pete Dunne, another contender, will get called up to Maine? And how would you book him?
Peter Dunne. Everybody in chat saying it's temporary.
What's temporary?
They're saying it's just for marketing purposes. It's a stunt.
Oh.
Well, it's not April. Like, if you're going to do that.
That makes it more confusing.
Yeah, I know. It's an ill-conceived marketing stunt, dude. What if there are people out there super hyped about them being a burger place now? Then they're just going to disappoint all those people. If there's anybody like that. Anyways, what about Peter Dunne?
When is he going to come up to the main roster?
So you think that he's firmly established in NXT as an NXT guy?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he drops that United Kingdom title middle of this month at the conclusion of the tournament so he can focus exclusively on NXT and not be in the United Kingdom division.
I
think
really hope that's the case. I really hope that's the case. I really do. So which would make him going to Maine after next Mania probably?
Yeah, perhaps.
I would think. Because he's been in like that sphere for such a long time
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
for almost a year,
yeah.
more than a year. JD the writer, what match would you like to see main event the first ever 205 Live takeover show? If 205 Live got their own thing,
triple threat: Cedric versus Mustafa Ali versus Buddy Murphy.
All right, I like it. I like it a lot.
For the cruiserweight title, obviously.
Yes, absolutely. I think that'd be good. Make a cage match.
Oh, make it a fatal four-way. Add Leo Rush to it.
Yes, that'd be good. I am 23-year-old.
Piece of gold.
Piece of gold. let's see here. Rico Henry, happy Pride Month. Do you think the WWE will actually have LGBTQ characters like they promoted not long ago, or they mentioned they said they were going to, Stephanie said she wanted to, or are they just saying that to satisfy a marginalized group but cater to the masses? So like Sonya Deville, I think they've mentioned that she's the first openly gay lesbian to be part of the main roster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would think and hope they're simply going to do that.
Yes.
You know, it's like, because she wears like, now she has like sort of a rainbow tie-dye
type
thing.
Yeah, last week she had, yeah.
I'm assuming it's part of either Pride Month or just part of her thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a big fan of like, insert, I mean, the only stories they can really tell with that, I would think, are like, you know, like romantic angles.
And WWE's history with that kind of stuff
are not great.
Not good.
I mean, you know, regardless of what, you know, orientation they're using, it's never been good. So I would I'd prefer they keep out of that realm anyways. But I think, you know, celebrating that they have, you know, that they're inclusive when they're bringing people in, mm-hmm. you know, they're focusing on their ability. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, focusing on the human being, mm-hmm. you know, outside the ring. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
I don't think that they need to insert into their stories, you know? So, but, I think the way they've done it with Sonya Deville so far has been great.
Yeah. Agreed.
Let's see here. Jesse James Helsius. If you could swap out a wrestler from nowadays with a wrestler from yesteryear, who would you pick and why? For instance, you could swap Roman and Adam Bomb.
Wait, say that again. Sorry.
If you could swap out a wrestler from nowadays with a wrestler from yesteryear, who would you pick and why?
So, like, we just send Roman Reigns to the past and Adam Bomb would come in the future.
Right. Why is he asking for Adam Bomb?
I don't know.
Like, do we want Adam Bomb shoved down our throats?
Send Roman Reigns back to the mid-80s, bring Macho Man to now.
There you go. Perfect, yeah.
That's a good deal for us.
Yeah.
Not so much for those in the mid-80s, but for us now.
Would that change our history, or would that just turn into an alternate timeline?
It would change our history, Steve.
Would it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
Imagine Roman Reigns being put, like, after Hogan left... Reigns is next in line to be pushed. Mm-hmm. We don't get the halted push of Lex Luger at all.
Yeah.
It's Roman Reigns. It's the Roman Express.
Oh, wow, yeah. But, I mean, they're kind of doing the same thing with Roman now they did with Lex back then.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
That's why it's a fitting analogy.
Yeah.
KZ, $2. Finishers, you miss seeing. The Dominator was nasty.
Mm.
Giovanni Lugo, $2.
Well,
going to
answer the question, though.
Oh, sorry. You just...
I kind of missed the stunner. Like, not the way people do the stunner these days, it's too flaccid.
Yeah.
Nobody does it with, like, super intensity.
Part of that is selling, though, and no one sold. Like, people sold the stunner because, like, they enjoyed it.
Yeah, nobody gets the big middle finger in front of their face before they get it, too. They need to do that more.
Pile driver. Giovanni Lugo.
Yeah.
$2. Going to the Evolve show with Adam Cole. Hamburger ready.
Oh, man.
That chest is going to be hamburger.
No good. No good. Will Johansson? I'm sorry, I don't know which one it is. Would you rather watch 3 hours of Raw from 1995? So you'd have to watch, I think, three episodes, right? Wasn't it just an hour back then?
95? Yeah, it might have been.
Or 3 hours of Raw from 2005? Give me 1995.
Yeah, man, that'd be fascinating.
I am endlessly entertained by Raw. I did that for a spell. I would stay up late at night and watch an hour of Raw from 95, literally 1995,
mm-hmm.
like every night. It was so entertaining.
Oh, here we got some information about, so from Richard Jensen, Applebee's owns IHOP.
Okay.
They are testing combo Applebee's IHOP restaurants in Detroit and a few other places. That's why they are advertising the Bee.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, they call it the Bees.
Yeah. Applebee's. Okay. All right.
So it'll be International House of Bees? I don't want to go there to eat.
That's the domain of Patrick Sparks.
Yes.
That is not our domain.
No.
I don't want to do that. You know, that's what happened at my sister's wedding way back in the day. We had it in my parents, because my parents had a really nice backyard. They, you know, dolled it up quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the dinner there, and then bees attacked, and it was not great. Like, we were able to ward them off with some anti bee repellent of some sort. I don't know what happened.
So you don't want anti bee repellent because that's going to bring them closer to you. You want bee repellent.
Oh, that's a double negative.
Yes.
Yeah, I want actual bee repellent.
Yeah, you want bee repellent because anti bee repellent is going to bring
bring them in. It's like it's a bee seducer.
Yes, a bee lure.
Bee anesthesia. No, we were aphrodisiac.
Yeah, we were aphrodisiac. We were eating. We were on our way out of town, and the wife and I were stopped and had dinner on this patio area. And, you know, so we were the only people out there, and so we were eating, and then we noticed like one bee.
Oh no!
And then two.
Oh god!
And then several.
Oh no!
And then like all the bees just started flying around us because I guess there was food in the equation.
An army.
And they wanted a piece of our dinner.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Wasn't cool, man.
That's terrifying. Azo Smith has a great question. What is the deal? What's the deal with having pay per view matches on the go home when they're happening at the pay per view? Yeah,
we're gonna get some sort of dusty finish.
That's so annoying.
They're trying to do this, I think, just to build hype for it because they're gonna brawl or double count.
Yeah,
out
I know. It's so transparent.
I know.
I'd rather see a Roman gender contract signing. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd rather see. Can't get enough of those, man. Oh wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Liam Wagner. power rank things Jericho will do with his IC title in public. I don't know if he's going to go the Naito route. I don't know.
I don't think he's going to go the Naito route. That was a very particular thing.
It was, yeah. I don't think he's going to destroy it, no.
Considering he was bragging about being a potential 10-time Intercontinental mm-hmm. champion, I think he'll show the belt.
Yeah.
The proper level of respect. I don't know. I don't think he'd be rocking the belt during concerts, Fozzy concerts. I doubt that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that's what most of his public appearances when he's not on New Japan shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we're going to see him do anything Naito-esque with the title.
I wonder if he's going to be in more being the elites.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Matt says, with the Young Bucks, I didn't hear this, but with the Young Bucks saying to Don Callis, they need someone on headset at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard him say that. They asked if he was free.
They said what?
They asked if he was free.
Oh.
They offered him the announcer spot.
So do they say, does this mean it's going to be streamed?
I don't know.
I would imagine they're definitely going to film it.
Yeah.
For like DVDs afterwards. I don't know.
The legit underboss, $2. Am I the one who thought the B in IHOB stood for booty?
Could be, yeah. Maybe. Apparently not, though. Burgers. Oh, wow. Chris Rain. If you could change, again, time travel.
Wait, so Applebee's owns IHOP. Why not just convert IHOPs to Applebee's and start putting pancakes on the menu in Applebee's? I mean, is Applebee's having money issues? The restaurant, that particular chain?
I don't know. According to, like, articles I've read, millennials are, like, you know, they're the reason why restaurants are going out of business.
It seems like articles always blame millennials for everything.
Stupid, I know. They blame millennials for everything. It's weird, too, that the idea that I'm like only like both of you are you and I are technically only a couple years removed from being a millennial.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard that phrase until like 2-3 years ago. You know what I mean? It's so weird.
I don't know. Jeffrey Nguyen, 499. My sister has a bee farm at her house in the heart of D.C. Wow.
Wow.
Power rank liberal elite hobbies.
Beekeeping. Beekeeping has got to be one of them.
Yeah.
Save the bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, like probably power walking.
Yeah.
Like what other hobbies are there? Like liberals like weed, so growing weed.
Yeah, it could be.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good hobby to have. You know, like listening to podcasts about about the resistance. You know what podcast I was listening to today?
What's that?
Business Wars.
Oh, how was that?
There is an episode that's focusing on Hearst versus Pulitzer.
Oh, that's interesting.
The newspaper
I need
wars.
A new podcast to listen to. I'm all caught up on pretty much all my regular
well,
ones.
Business Wars, they also have, they focus on different, you know, rivalries through
mm-hmm,
the ages.
Mm-hmm.
Big Jeff told me about it. Apparently there's a Marvel... Wait an hour. Apparently, there's a Marvel versus DC one.
Oh,
And then, but yeah, they do have cheesy recreations. There's like a bad actor saying, you know, bad actors acting like William Randolph Hearst.
Okay,
I want you to run this on front page.
Yeah.
Little news guy's like, oh, really?
Soft Insurrection here says microbrewing.
Yeah, microbrewing. The legit underboss is pro wrestling podcaster. There
mm-hmm,
you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. But anyways, getting back to Chris Rain, he has a time travel question. If you could change the booking of any one single moment in wrestling, what would you do? What would create the most change? What single moment?
Beyond swapping out Macho Man for Roman Reigns?
Yeah, right. You need a booking moment that actually happened that you could change. So like the Montreal screw job or having Triple H win at King of the Ring 96. Maybe that would have, or having Stone Cold not, either he taps out against Bret Hart at Mania.
Yeah.
Something to sort of, you know, shoot. I feel like that's what happened today.
Andre doesn't lose to Hogan at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, there you go. Stuff like that. There's a couple of them. Tim Spulak says, is it weird that the only reason I'm going to StarCast is to meet you guys? No, it's a great reason. It's probably the best reason to go to StarCast. It's the number one reason to go to StarCast.
Oh, this is interesting. Big Rob, 1583. Is Golden Elite a part of the Bullet Club?
Undecided. That would make Kota Ibushi a member of the Bullet Club. And as we saw in Kenny Omega's pre-package thing, the Bullet Club logo dissipated
mm-hmm.
in a, you know, it was a nod to Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's all up in the air.
Yeah.
Bullet Club seems like it's on the verge of dissolving. It's definitely not fine. That's for sure.
This is the power vacuum that Tama Tonga needs to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Kevin Mack. Next year marks the 5th year anniversary of Going In Raw. Any insight into a commemorative edition or other fun celebratory ideas? Maybe something Lex Luger thing.
Friendo Fest.
There you go.
Well, the first ever Friendo Fest.
Okay. Where is it going to be? That back room?
No, we'll find the place we can do it.
Okay. Friendo Fest.
We're going to have a beer garden.
Oh, wow. This sounds super ambitious. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. How about we just get more but better?
Beer garden. Can we just do
a meetup at a beer garden?
Well, if it's a beer garden of our own making, yes.
How about this? No. Because I don't even know how to do a beer garden. How do you do that? Like bring a bunch of people?
Some of the plants would have to be involved. It's a garden after all.
Oh, well, it's like a grassy area.
Yeah.
Like a beer knoll.
Yeah.
A beer grassy
knoll. Well, a knoll needs to have like some sort of hill too, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. And we'll do rollies down the hill.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Friendo rollies.
Yeah.
And then what? Like a little mini ring?
No, we'll have an N64 set up. Minoru Suzuki Open Challenge. I'll take all comers.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Power Packer, $95. Kenny said Coda is elite, but not Bullet Club. And him and the Young Bucks are.
That's just so convoluted.
It's very complicated.
There you go. Christian 29, Folsom Lake meetup.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then we'll just bring beer.
Can you? I don't know if you can bring beer there.
You're not allowed to drink in public?
Typically, no.
It's a bummer.
We'll just run out what like some room waters? At Buffalo Wild Wings. No, I don't think, well, it depends on the day. Certain holidays, you can't.
International waters aren't allowed to do that? Well, Folsom Lake is not international waters? No. Really?
No. We'll just run out of room at like Buffalo Wild Wings.
That'd be cool. Can we do that? So I want to do that for StarCast because somebody, one of our friendos said that they work at Buffalo Wild Wings, the one that's going to be sponsoring StarCast.
Yeah, we should probably get on that.
We need to get on that. Say, hey, can we rent? Do they have rooms to rent at Buffalo Wild Wings?
I don't know.
My thing is, and then we got to get an N64.
I know. I mean, have someone bring us a TV because I'm not going to bring one with us.
Yeah, it's all too much, dude. Angel Valentine, what are the chances of Jericho being in the G1?
Zero.
Yeah, probably none.
That's a huge commitment.
It's a massive commitment. It's huge.
Oh, here we go. Big Rob, 1583. This one to end on. Power rank Okada versus Omega matches.
Oh,
most recent
man.
One has to be number one, I feel like.
Yeah, dude. I'm kind of putting that number one on my list.
And then the time limit draw, number two.
Hey, what do you think Meltzer's going to give that match?
He already said it's the greatest wrestling match he's ever seen. He says that he thinks it's the greatest wrestling match he will ever see.
He's got to give it 6.5, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be 6.5.
Or 7, I don't know. Anyways.
Ooh, 7?
Destroyed the scale.
Oh, man.
So the most recent one, number 1. Yeah. Last year, Dominion, the hour-long time limit draw, number 2. Wrestle Kingdom, 3. And then the G1, 4.
Yeah.
That sound right?
Time limit draws, number 2?
Yeah.
Then yes, all that's correct.
And then Wrestle Kingdom, and then G1.
Yeah, that'll, yeah.
Semifinal.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right.
That's perfect. Looking forward to this. See what Meltzer says. See what his star rating is. Anyways. Hilton, you over there? Oh, hey, dude. Can you hit the music, please? Thank you, Hilton. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for all the super chats. And yeah, until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
My stomach is rumbling.